has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we're off to kind of a shaky start in the market, shall we say, this second week of September. Back to school week for a lot of kids. I used to hate back to school week when I was a kid. Anyways, hang in there. It'll pay off in the long run. Acorn, looking at that little stock here today. Yeah, it's down a little bit. What do we got overall here? Let's take a look. The Dow right now is up, no, down, 78 points, 17,033. We continue to say that number, 17,000, which is close or at new all-time highs, which we just saw a few weeks ago on the Dow. We've got the S&P 500 right now down about 7 points. It's at 1,994. No longer are we above that 2,000 level. You know, and I said many times, once a market crosses over a big milestone like that, 2,000, a lot of times it just flounders there, and it tests that level many times to see if it can really hold it or not. And I see that happening right now. The NASDAQ is down 12. It's at 4,580. You got the interest rates moving up here just a little bit. The 10-year yield is at 2.50 this morning. The euro is hitting a new low. Wow, the euro has just been smashed here recently as the U.S. dollar has been charging higher. The euro's at 1.29. Gold is at $1,260 per ounce. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it's another year. Baseball's winding down. Our Padres won't be in the playoffs again. I hope your team. I know Seattle's still hanging in there. Atlanta's duking it out. I know Texas is out of it. Minnesota definitely out of it again. Oh, God. Hope springs eternal. We broadcast in Chicago. I don't think the Cubs are going to make the playoffs this year. And, of course, now our football teams have one game under their belts. And, as usual, our team, baseball team, is not going to make the playoffs, and our football team is 0-1. So, welcome to a new season. At least I live in America's finest city, though. We just have to put up with some bad sports franchises here in America's finest city. The stock market, however, continues to do much better. Now, there's something to cheer about. Come on. Today is the 66-month anniversary of the current bull market. What are you saying, Gunderson? You mean that the bull market, the market's been going up for 66 months? Look at a 5-year chart. Look at a 6-year chart of the market. And that's all you got to do is squint your eyes and choose door number one, which is a primary uptrend. Is the market in the primary uptrend? Connect the dots from March 9th, 2009 to today. Is it in a sideways trend or is it in a primary downtrend? Which of the three is it? Door number one, door number two, door number three? Well, it's overwhelmingly door number one. Because if you connect the dots from 666 to 1995, that's a pretty steep climb that this S&P has made over the last 66 months. And yesterday I pointed out that in my newsletter on March 27th, 2009, I said, has a new bull market been born? And I gave the case as to why I felt like at that time it had. And I've never recanted that. I've never said, nope, it's not a new bull market. We've fallen back into bear territory. I've been bullish on the market ever since March of 2009. And my company has grown exponentially since March of 2009. It helps to be in the right areas of the market. And I haven't been 100% in stocks the whole way. As I mentioned yesterday, there was a time when I held a couple of closed-end funds that invested in high-yield bonds at the time, which were pennies on the dollar, some of those, back in the early days of this bull. I made some money in high-yield bonds, and there were other times when I owned some corporate bond ETFs, etc. But for the most part, I've been in the stock market because that's where the bull has been. Now, here we are 66 months later. We're celebrating still, but as I continue to say, there's no stimulus in the system anymore. Sorry to you Milwaukee listeners, but your guy Ryan Braun hit 41 home runs 2 years ago with stimulus in his system. This year he's got about 18 or 19. He's struggling to hit 20. Stimulus do make a difference, doesn't it? And with the stimulus in the system, the small cap stocks are up 40% last year. This year they're flat. Makes a big difference. But there's other areas of the world, which I've been pointing out here recently, where I believe new bull markets are being born. Now, I don't know if they'll triple like ours has in the U.S. over the last 66 months, but I'm hopeful for several of the emerging markets that are now emerging once again after 3 to 5 years of underperformance. And, of course, the bull goes on. Not only here on my show on a daily basis, some would say, but also in the U.S. stock market. It ain't over till it's over, as Yogi Berra used to say. And it continues to climb. It is in a consolidation mode this year for the most part. And we'll find out at some point in time in the future whether or not this consolidation that we're in right now is going to lead to a new breakout and further tacking on of points on this bull, or whether it's going to roll over. Because we do know for a fact that there's a bear market out there somewhere. And that's why we always have to be on our guard. I'm the kind of guy always has my eye on my gauges and my boat and in my car, making sure nothing's overheating, making sure the oil pressure's okay, making sure the valuation, making sure there's plenty of gas left in the tank. And I'm the same way with the stock market. I'm very, very vigilant and cautious. 66 months, you know, how are we living on borrowed time? I don't know. I take it a day at a time. But I do know this, that the last bear market that came along in 2008 took 53% out of folks' hides. And I don't want your 401k to become a 201k. In fact, since 2009, hopefully your 401k has become a 1201k. We don't want it to go back to a 1101k and a 1001k and a 901k. We want to be vigilant going forward. And every week in my newsletter, I go through what I consider to be the main indicators, the facts. I want to get right to the facts, just like Joe Friday on Dragnet. Just the facts, ma'am. Please, just the facts. And we get right down to the brass tacks in the newsletter every week, because I am a market timer. I'm not a guy that believes in being fully invested all the time. I'm not an index investor. If you want to come to me and be an index investor, it ain't going to work here, because we're going to take defensive action when this market eventually starts to show those bearish signs, which it is not yet. At least as of last Friday when I wrote my newsletter, once again, for the 66th straight month, times 4, 264 weeks of the newsletter, I've said stay in. The market is still bullish. And there's been some pretty tough attacks on the bull during that period of time, hasn't there? We've talked about the fiscal cliffs and the political shutdowns and the political showdowns and the wars and rumors of wars and all kinds of different things have happened during that period of time. But it's all been good. We've ridden through every one. During every crisis, I said, hang in there. This is not the crisis that's going to bring the market down. Now, eventually, there will be one, and that's why we need to be on our guard. Well, we can celebrate today the 66-month anniversary of the bull. We can also celebrate lower oil prices. We're all the way down to $91 per barrel, which is a far cry from the $107 we were at several weeks ago. There's 11 ships, Kurdish tankers, floating around out there full of oil. And once the ownership of that oil is determined, the Kurds say it's theirs, Iraq says it's theirs. In the meantime, we got a big supply of oil floating around that needs to be worked off. Well, we're going to go through and find some best stocks now in this continuing bull market. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, who's been calling this bull market, who's been dealing bull for the last 66 months here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, which is heard from Miami to Hawaii every single day, Monday through Friday. I also do a little commentary on the local news channel, Channel 6, every morning on the stock market. We'll be starting soon in Sarasota, Florida, and in Tampa, Florida, on the news talk channels back there. These are big stations. These aren't just financial stations, so we're looking forward to expanding our footprint across America, and I'm going to do my best to continue to give you good, honest counsel. I'm not selling anything. There's no commissions earned here. I'm a fee-based money manager. I'm not a asset allocation guy. I don't believe in spreading things around all over heck, because I think there's times not to be in the bond market, and I think there's times not to be in the stock market, and I think there's times not to be in gold. I have not been in gold for the last 3 years. I'm one of the few guys on radio doing a stock market show that isn't a gold bug. Now, I may be a gold bug at some time in the future, but I'll let my rankings of the asset classes that I do every single day with my proprietary ranking system that I invented. It's called the Best Stocks Now app. I began using it in 2009 privately, personally. It was something I developed. And then in 2011, I decided to create an app and make it available to the public. And you can decide, determine for yourself whether or not it's a useful tool or not. But what it does for me is, number one, it tells me whether to be in the market at all or not. And I've been in for the last 66 months because the app has told me. I look at the ranking of the asset classes. You know the asset classes. There's bonds, there's stocks, there's real estate, there's precious metals. And then there's variations on each one. For instance, the stock market has small caps, mid caps, large caps, foreign stocks, etc. And I rank those on a daily basis. And the place to be has been U.S. stocks for the last several years. Now it's starting to spread out overseas. I also rank 60 sectors in the market on a daily basis. Consumer sector, biotech sector, pharmaceuticals, consumer discretionary, consumer staples, transportations, energy, across the board. And the leading sectors this year continue to be pretty much the ones that are offense, the biotechs, the pharmaceuticals, the technology stocks, the internet stocks, etc. Healthcare stocks continue to lead the way. And then I also rank about 3,900 different stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, etc. on a daily basis. It's called the Best Stocks Now app. And as of Saturday, at least Saturday, it varies from day to day, but it was number two in the world as far as grossing apps. So you can download it from the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store. It's free. The free version gives you all the sectors, all the asset classes, and it gives you about 600 or 700 stocks. And if you want all 4,000 stocks, there's a subscription that you can sign up for. I also send out my live trades during the day. I didn't do any yesterday. I looked and I looked. I didn't buy anything. I didn't sell anything. But I spent about 6 or 7 hours with my nose and my eyeballs looking at many charts of the market and stocks that I own, stocks that are ranked highly, and I couldn't find one thing. So if you didn't get a push notification yesterday about something I was buying or selling, don't worry, you didn't miss anything. And as soon as I'm done with the show here today, we'll be looking again, trying to find something that looks interesting, whether it be an aggressive growth stock, whether it be a dividend payer, whether it be a small little trading wild type thing, or whether it be a big large cap company. I look for all of those, all of the above. I have model portfolios that match each one of those different types of risk profiles. And every day on the show, I generally feature one or two stocks that meet my criteria. My criteria for stocks are a little bit different than the guy next door or the guy down the street. Some people are value investors. Well, I'm a value investor. I don't like to pay up for stocks. I like to do valuations on them. I spent some time visiting companies and writing up research reports, and I know a thing or two about valuations. And I like to do five-year valuations, which is a little bit different. That's another handy feature of the app. You can look up 4,000, 3,000 different stocks and see what my five-year valuation is on that stock. But I also like momentum. I've seen too many undervalued stocks that were value traps. And at the same time, I've seen too many momentum stocks that were overvalued. So I combine the two in one nice, neat little package. Let me give you an example. Nike right now fits both my criteria. Nike is a $71 billion company. Can you believe that? I can remember my first pair of Nikes back in 1973. They were called Bananas. They were yellow with black Nike swooshes on the side. I was way ahead of my time. Now yellow shoes are worn all the time. Back then I looked really weird at the track meets wearing those yellow shoes. Those yellow shoes didn't last long. Someone stole them out of my locker because they thought they were pretty flashy. But they were Nikes, and Nike has sold a lot of shoes over the years. And it's returned some phenomenal returns to its investors. Over the last 10 years, Nike has almost delivered three times what the market's delivered. Nike stock has delivered 17.1% per year over the last 10 years. Okay, we're looking at the momentum, the performance side of this equation. Over the last 5 years, Nike's delivered between the dividend that it pays, which is currently 1.2%, and the capital appreciation that it's delivered double what the market has. And over the last 3 years, it's averaged 26% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's up 28%. Well, what about the valuation? Well, when I take the earnings estimates for next year, which are $3.91, the average analyst consensus is that the company can continue to grow by 13 to 14% per year over the next 5 years. And when I carry those earnings out over the next 5 years and choose a multiple that I think is appropriate for that company, I come up with about $140 target price 5 years from now. Nike's currently at 81. So it's not the cheapest stock around, but then again, it's not the most expensive stock around. The last thing I like to do is look at a one-year stock chart. Is it in a sideways trend? Is it in an uptrend or is it in a downtrend? I don't like to buy stocks that are in downtrends. I like to buy companies, and this is me, that are flourishing or beginning to flourish. That's where you really like them, when they're beginning to flourish. Nike has been in a sideways trend for really the last 12 months, but it broke out 3 days ago and hopefully is beginning a new uptrend. So personally, there's no guarantees, but I like the valuation of Nike. I like the performance, and I like this fresh breakout in the stock here recently. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Not a recommendation is Nike, but it's an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a little bit about some things that are going on in the world. This is the 66-month anniversary of the bull market, which began on March 9th, 2009, when the S&P hit 666. Where were you 66 months ago? 666. A lot of sixes here today. The market has tripled since then, and hopefully your 401k has become a 1201k. And if you followed along in my newsletter, which I send out every single week, the market call, the stats of the market are part of the free newsletter that I send out every week. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and sign up. It comes electronically. every Friday night or Saturday morning, depending on the conditions in the market. I want to make sure I have everything covered, all my bases covered, before I send that newsletter out. Home Depot has verified that they were breached. Some 60 million people's private information. Ouch. Credit cards, ATM cards, but they claim that no PIN numbers were given, were stolen. We have a new unity government in Iraq. I don't know if there's such a thing. That seems like an oxymoron to me, a unity government in Iraq. We'll see if they can get a united front against the ISIS crowd. We do have low oil prices right now. I've mentioned those 11 Kurdish tankers out there floating around. Kurdistan says, hey, that money belongs to us. Write the check right here to the Kurdistan government. Iraq say, wait a minute. Kurdistan, you're still part of Iraq, so we'll see. But in the meantime, that's greatly increased the supply of oil out there for sale, and that's brought prices down. That's one of the factors. Don't forget the shale boom here in America. We have, we'll see what Apple does here with their new iPhone. I want the big one. I want a bigger phone. I'm tired of squinting my eyes, looking for my reading glasses, so that I can read my Best Stocks Now app, or breaking news, or Major League Baseball scores, or tweets, or instant messages, messages from my kids, or whatever. I need a bigger phone. And I will be in line at some point in time getting that bigger iPhone once it's available. I don't know about the watch yet. I haven't worn a watch in a long, long time. But I remember Dick Tracy talking into his watch and calling home. I thought that was kind of cool. Well, that might be something we'll want to add at some point in time. We'll see. Well, we talked about no stimulus in the market anymore. You know what the stimulus was. Quantitative easing. They call it quantitative easing. But if you go down into the basement of the Fed, it's money. It's green ink. It's money printing. Printing money and borrowing from China is what we've been doing to the tune of $17 trillion. Yet the dollar's the strongest currency in the world right now. It's all relative. On a relative basis, people look around the world at all the other economies and say, U.S. is still the safest, and they're still buying our bonds, even at a low interest rate of 2.50. It is what it is. I mean, all the guys that have called for the collapse of the dollar and soaring gold prices, I'm not saying it ain't going to happen at some point in time, but it hasn't happened. The stock market's been hitting new highs for the last 66 months, and that's been the place to be. You can cry all you want about why it should not be going up, why, when's a recovery not a recovery, when's a bull not a bull. It is a bull, and it has been a bull, and it continues to be a bull until it's over, and we'll continue to be vigilant, but the truth of the matter is the Fed has pretty much created this bull with loose money, money printing, buying our own debt, but now all of that's gone away. The bond buyback program is just about done. The taper is just about complete. The stimulus is done. And the market's been in consolidation mode all year. You've got a Dow that's up about 2 or 3% this year. You've got small caps that are up 0%, but you have other markets around the world that are beginning to pick up where our markets are leaving off. And I identified many of those in my newsletter over the weekend. But having said that, there still is a little bit of stimulus left in the U.S. markets. If you think about it for a moment, which sector of the U.S. economy, and it's a big chunk of our economy, it's about 21-22% of our economy is the medical, healthcare sector. That's the area of the market that's still receiving stimulus. People are being given money. It's called a subsidy to go buy health insurance. Whether you're for it or against it, whether you're a recipient or whether you're paying for it is another matter. The fact of the matter is the health care stocks continue to receive stimulus. And that stimulus is helping many of the stocks within that sector. And I continue to own several health care stocks. Let me give you one example of one that I own. And again, I don't give recommendations out. I just give you examples of stocks that meet my unique criteria. Every investor is a little bit different. Like I say, there's guys that are pure value, intrinsic value, looking at the value of each part of the company and then figuring out what the sum of the parts are and buying those stocks when they feel like they're trading at a big discount to their intrinsic value. Those guys are very patient. They're willing to sit and wait for the market to someday realize that the intrinsic value is much higher than where the stock is trading. Those are value investors. And then you got the go-go guys. That's all they do is pretty much look at charts, momentum, relative strength, stocks that are going higher, and they buy them, regardless many times of the underlying fundamentals. Well, I believe in both. On the one hand, I don't like to pay up for stocks. I always, always take valuation. It's half my formula. And the other half, I do like stocks that are moving and that are flourishing. And one reason why the next stock that I'm going to mention is flourishing is because it's on the receiving end of some of that stimulus still being thrown around in the market. I featured this stock before. This is a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. And since I bought it, it is up 17.8%. I bought it back in June of this year. The name of the company is Universal Health Services. The symbol is UHS. It is headquartered in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. They operate 24 acute care hospitals and 193 behavioral health centers in 37 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. This is an $11 billion company. It's a large cap stock. It does not pay, yes it does, it pays a little dividend, 0.4%, but not really an income stock. I have it in my aggressive growth account. It's not really a big blue chip here. I mean, we're not talking IBM or Apple here. This is Universal Health Services. The momentum of the stock, the performance has been very, very good. Over the last 10 years, the stock's delivered 18% per year. The market's delivered 6. Over the last 5 years, Universal Health has delivered total returns to investors of 31% per year. The market's delivered 14. And over the last 3 years, it's delivered 42% average per year. The market's delivered 19. And obviously, past performance of this stock does not guarantee or suggest future performance. But I've said many times that I sure do like a 300 hitter coming up to the plate in a key situation with the bases loaded as opposed to a 193 utility guy. This thing has a pretty good batting average. In fact, when I compare the performance of UHS against all the other stocks in my database, it gets a performance grade of A. So it fits that performance momentum side of the equation. As it relates to valuation, it's not the cheapest stock around, but it's not the most expensive stock around. I can still make a case for this stock going a lot higher than where it is today. They're expected to make $6.35 per share in earnings next year, which a lot of tech stocks would die to make those kind of earnings. They're expected to continue to grow those earnings by 13-14% per year going forward. When I extrapolate those earnings, potential earnings out over the next 5 years and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, I come up with a 5-year target price of about $180 a share. It's currently trading at $111. There's a lot that can happen between here and now over the next 5 years. Every 90 days, companies report their earnings and they fluctuate wildly. We have to stay on top of them, but right now it has the criteria that I like. It's a good example of a best stock now that meets my performance, my value, and my technical criteria. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, staying on top of the market and being vigilant, that's an important thing for me, at least, as a professional money manager. I don't believe in being fully invested at all times, even though I have been for the last 66 months. But I do know, just as you know, that there will be another bear market at some point in the future. And while our bull market, you know, it's aging. It is 66 months old today, but it's continuing, even though it's a bit in a bit of a consolidation mode right now. I'm watching other markets around the world, which have sat and watched our market for the last 3 to 5 years. Yes, that's true. While our market has been soaring to new heights, we've left behind many of the world markets around the globe. And now they're starting to wake up. And maybe some of this tired money, some of this easy money that's been made in the U.S. following the stimulus, following the Fed over the last 5.5 years, is starting to chase other markets. And I mentioned that I am a big bull on the emerging markets. I began to nibble away early this year. In fact, at the beginning of this year, I made a call on the emerging markets, saying that they will start outperforming the U.S. markets, and that has come true so far. You look over the last 12 months at the emerging markets, they're now running faster than the U.S. markets. But I also want to warn you that investing in the emerging markets has a little bit of extra hazards involved that you have to be willing to accept. Now, one way of getting around that, the extra risk involved in emerging markets, which could be political risk, it can be war, it can be corruption. There's plenty of that to go around in the emerging markets. There's plenty of that to go around in the world, to be honest with you. Look at Brazil. Brazil has an election coming up in October. All of a sudden, one of the candidates just went down in an airplane crash, and he's no longer with us. And there's a guy in prison that's now talking. He's been given a deal. Hey, if you'll talk and squeal, we'll go lightly on you. And he's implicating all kinds of politicians involved in Petrobras in Brazil, which has been down about 3 or 4% here recently. I own Petrobras here at Gunderson Capital. It's the oil company of Brazil that hopefully the pro-business guy wins the election. Hopefully they privatize that thing, get government's hands out of that thing, and let it really flourish again. It has been flourishing just in anticipation of new leadership in Brazil. But that's some of the added risk that you have to be aware of. Now, one way of getting around added risk, instead of buying an individual country like Brazil or like Mexico, which is flourishing right now, or like India or like China, you can also buy an emerging market index. And I would venture to say that most 401ks today have some kind of emerging market or international market choice. I don't like Europe. I think Europe's going to have some tough times ahead with that tiff between them and Russia. And other international markets, I'm not wallowing. But I do like the emerging markets like China, Brazil, and India. I really like India right now. So, you know, look, take it for what it's worth. 66 months ago, I said to get into the U.S. stock market. And it's tripled since then. Now we've got an aging U.S. stock market. I'm not saying it's over, but I am saying that probably the best days, the easy money, is behind us because that stimulus is gone. But now we're starting to see new bull markets being born in other areas around the world. So that's just something to consider. I mean, you don't have to follow my way of thinking, but it's something to consider. And look at the charts yourself. Look at some of the facts yourself. Look at the app. Look at how the emerging markets are now outperforming the U.S. market. And then you can go into those emerging markets and find which components of the emerging markets, because the emerging markets, I mean, that means Thailand, Vietnam, I mean, all over Persia or the Gulf states, South America, Asia, all over the world, India, that comprises the emerging markets. They're not developed markets yet. They're emerging markets. And then there's one step below emerging markets called frontier markets. They're real volatile. But I do like the emerging markets better than I like the U.S. markets. And if you follow along in my model portfolios and in my newsletter every week, I've made no bones about it how I've been increasing my exposure dramatically, taking it from the U.S. when I sell, take profits, and redeploying it in markets around the world, because I believe there's more upside potential there. They've been left behind for the last 3 to 5 years, while ours has tripled. So we'll see. I mean, that's the call I've been making since the beginning of the year. So far, that's been a pretty good call. I practice what I preach. If you look in my model portfolios, you'll see a lot of emerging market exposure. And they're receiving stimulus in one way or another. Sometimes it's political change taking place, which took place in India. Sometimes it's just being on the right end of the world situation right now, like China seems to be, a little bit immune, standoffish from the Russia, U.S., European problems, from ISIL problems, etc. So just remember, however, that there is extra risk investing in those emerging markets. You get situations like Petrobras, which I still own, which I still like, but there's scandal, there's corruption, there's crooked politicians. I know, it sounds like Washington, D.C., but we're talking about Brazil here. They've got it really bad down there. I've visited South America, particularly Mexico, quite a bit. And it is a country that pretty much goes by bribery and who you know and grease this guy's palm. You know, it's just, it's terrible. It's really bad that there has to be so much dishonesty in the world, but that's the way it is. And if you choose to invest in those markets, you have to realize that that kind of goes with the territory. But I do like the emerging markets right now. You can get my newsletter and take a look at where I've been moving money here recently. My newsletter is available on my website, pwstreet.com. And if you just don't have time to follow the markets, well, my main thing is I'm a money manager. I manage money for people all across America. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.